finally, February 24th, support SOCA in recognition of 30 years with a gala event held in the Sub Ballroom, 5th floor of the Student Union Building from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. For more information, visit the SOCA Instagram at SFUSOCA or drop by their space in the Student Union Building, room 1430.
Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, and yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Today on Wings. December 1st, 2023 was the 35th annual World AIDS Day. The UN's chosen theme for that day and the whole year ahead is Let Communities Lead. Wings Kenya correspondent Diana Wanyonyi has visited a community that is taking the lead. They help children who are infected with HIV virus to lead safe, proud, and productive lives.
Hamjambo watoto wangu. Naishi na virusi.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Here's Diana Wanyonyi reporting from Kenya.
Statistics from UNICEF on global and regional trends updated in July 2023 indicates that of the estimated 39 million people living with HIV worldwide in 2022, 2.58 million were children aged between 0 to 19. It continues to say that each day in 2022, approximately 740 children became infected with HIV and approximately 274 children died from AIDS-related causes, mostly because of inadequate access to HIV prevention, care, and treatment services. In Kenya, the Kenya AIDS Indicator Survey shows that 0.9% of children between 18 months to 14 years have been infected with HIV virus. The figure comes to around 104,000 children who have been infected with HIV virus in Kenya. It's Sunday afternoon. I'm entering the Mariakani Sub-County Hospital in Kilifi County on the Kenyan coast. The hospital is 39 kilometers from Mombasa town. I'm seeing a lot of people. Some are seated on their wooden bench waiting to be treated. Others have come to check on their sick loved ones, and some are medics, health practitioners, and cleaners. This hospital serves as a meeting point for children between 1 to 15 years old of age who are HIV positive. These children visit this place once a week to educate and encourage each other.
Hamjambo watoto wangu.
Hamjambo.
Naishi na virusi. Natumia dawa zangu wakati ninavyofaa. Watoto wangu nawaambia mkule dawa vizuri na muishi vizuri. Hutakufa kwa ajili ya virusi. Kila Jumapili ni njoni kwenye Supro Mariakani kujiamrimisha na mafunzo.
Hello my fellow children, I am living with HIV. I use my medication at the right time. My fellow children, take medication as directed and live well because you will not die because of the virus. Come to this support group in Mariakani to educate each other. Tumaini support group has 39 children in total who are all HIV positive. They use songs and poems that have HIV and AIDS message to educate each other on prevention and living positively with the virus.
Ugonjwa mbaya huamaliza wanadamu. Ni kwa nini unanyonya watu damu? Unatesa ulimwengu kusiadi magharibi. Unaua kwa uchungu wazazi hata mabwana. Ndugu nawaelezea jihadharini na ukimwi. Msione ni maisha yenu ya mwisho.
Tumaini is a Swahili word that means hope. This is a group that was formed by these children to support each other emotionally, and it's also a safe place for them to speak up on their HIV status openly. Some of the children were infected with the virus during breastfeeding from the infected mothers, while others contracted the virus after being defiled by people who were HIV positive. Statistics from UNICEF on global and regional trends indicates that as of 2022, roughly 13.9 million children under the age of 18 had lost one or both parents to HIV-related causes. Millions more have been affected by the epidemic through a heightened risk of poverty, homelessness, school dropout, discrimination, and loss of opportunities, as well as COVID-19. These hardships include prolonged illness and death. Though these children look and sound happy, they face a lot of stigma from their communities. Anita is an orphan who was born with HIV.
Jambo watoto wenzangu.
Jambo.
Niko darasa la pili. Mimi ni mmoja wale ambao anaishi na virusi. Virusi vinavyosababisha ukimwi. Wazazi mweze mkatoa watoto wenu waje wapimwe. Wajue hali zao na msiwafiche. Na tupunguze maambukizi. Nawahimiza watoto wenzangu, mmeze madawa wakati mnafaa. Msiache kumeza madawa na msikose lishe.
Hello my fellow children, I'm in grade 2. I am HIV positive. I am urging parents to take their children for testing HIV and AIDS and don't hide them. This will reduce infecting other people. I'm urging you, my fellow children, to take your antiretroviral drugs at the right time and do not skip your meals. Anita introduces me to her close friend.
Watoto wenzangu amjambo.
Amjambo.
Nyote mnatumia madawa?
Ndio.
Nawahimiza kwamba kuishi na virusi sio mwisho wa maisha. Na ndio mwanzo wa maisha. Asante.
Hello my fellow children. Are you all taking your drugs on time? I am advising you that living with HIV is not the end of the life. It's just the beginning.
Hamjambo watoto wenzangu.
Hatujambo.
Huu ni mwaka wangu wa 16. Niko na darasa la 5. Niko naishi na virushi. Na natumia dawa zangu kwa wakati tunaofaa. Na sina shida, na nitaishi, na nitaoa. Nawahimiza yule ambaye anajua yuko na virusi ajitokeze asijifiche kule nyumbani. Kwa hivyo kuishi na virusi sio mwisho wa maisha.
This is my 16th year living with the virus and I am in grade 6. I use my medicine at the prescribed time. I'm well. I will live and get married too. I'm urging those who are living with HIV and AIDS to come out because if one is infected, it's not the end of the life.
Hamjambo watoto wenzangu.
Hamjambo.
Na miaka ya 12. Nilikuwa naomba wazazi wale watoto walio hapo nyumbani ambao wana virusi, msiwatenge wala msiwafanye lolote, wala msiwafiche. Nilikuwa naomba mjitokeze kupimwa kujua hali zenu, wala tukaungane pamoja, wala msiwatenge watoto wenye virusi.
Hello my fellow children, I am 12 years old. Dear parents, I'm urging you not to discriminate over children who are HIV positive. Please bring them out so that they can mingle with the others like us. And to the society, please come out and get tested so that you know your HIV status. And please do not discriminate children who are HIV positive.
Kona nilifika class 7, ndio nikaona mlongo naanza kutoa rashes rashes, nikaenda OC, nikapima, nikaambia kwamba nilizalwa na virusi vya ukimwi, lakini sikufa moyo. Ndende, nikapata advice na daktari akaniambia, wewe ukiusha kunywa hizi dawa utakuwa sawa. Dawa zangu nimezaka saa 3 usiku.
When I was in class 7, I noticed that I had rashes over my body. When I went to hospital, I was tested and I was told that I was born with HIV. But I was not discouraged. I talked to the doctor and he told me that when you take these medications, you will be okay. Let me show you how I take this medication.
Nafungua dawa na kuonyesha vile nakunywa. Hapa kuna dawa 30 na natumia moja moja asubuhi. Hizi ndo seprin, hasa ikifika saa 3 za usiku na hiyo mna seprin moja. Alafu nakunywa. Nikisha kunywa nalala mpaka kesho. Ziko 3. Zikisha nimepata gadget ya kurudi.
Here, in this bottle, I have 30 tablets that I use one every morning. And this is Septrin. I take one tablet at 9 p.m. every day. After taking it, I go to bed and sleep. When I'm out of these medicines, I usually go back to hospital and get more.
On Wings, you are listening to a report by Diana Wanyonyi about a community in Kenya dealing with HIV. The UNAIDS theme for 2024 is Let Communities Lead. At a World AIDS Day press conference, they largely credited communities' work with lowering the cost of providing life-saving treatment from as much as $25,000 per person year in 1995 to as low as $70 in 2023. In order to lead, many communities depend on drug supplies from other countries, often the United States. Since the epidemic began, the U.S. has approved nearly 50 HIV drugs. It has not been possible, however, to develop a vaccine. In 2021, the U.S. approved a time-release injectable that lasts for 2 months. Kenya has begun testing that on a small group. Meanwhile, the patients Diana interviewed rely on a strict regimen of pill-taking with whichever drug is made available at the time. Again, here's Diana Wanyonyi interviewing two mothers who volunteer for the community HIV program at a hospital in Kilifi County on Kenya's coast.
Parents and guardians of these children have urged the government to be proactive in training the public on accepting and living in coexistence with people living with HIV, especially along the coastal region of Kenya.
Mimi ni moja kati ya wale ambao wanaishi na virusi vinavyosababisha ukimwi, lakini hata hivyo nashukuru, tangu nilipimwa nikajua hali yangu sio ni tofauti na mtu ambaye hana virusi.
I am one of the person who is HIV positive. Since I got tested, I don't see any difference between me and a person who is HIV negative.
Mimi mwenyewe niko na watoto 6, lakini kati ya wale watoto 6 mmoja peke yake ndiye anaishi na virusi.
I have 6 children and only one of them lives with the virus.
kwa sababu vile ambavyo
all my children know that me and their brother we are HIV positive.
Kwanza lishe, makazi, yote ni changamoto kwangu kwa sababu mimi kazi ni volunteer yenyewe ninayofanya.
I am a volunteer at the hospital. So my challenge is food and a decent home. I'm unemployed and yet we don't have enough food. And when I take medicine and we don't have food, it makes me and my son very weak. And other children also suffer. These drugs are very strong. So when my son goes to school on empty stomach, when his teacher phones me to inquire, I tell him my son didn't take food at home. So the teacher decides to buy food for him. I'm requesting non-governmental organizations or government to donate food for us. Also, we are urging independent organizations and government to give us medicine like the previous one, because when we used to take them, we didn't feel dizzy. But these drugs, they are not bad because they elongate our lives. But they are very strong, especially when one takes them on an empty stomach.
Akinwa hizo dawa, akifika shule, kama hakupata lishe nyumbani, akifika shule, huwa inaathiri hata hiyo elimu ya watoto kwa sababu yule mtoto amemeza dawa, hakupata chakula, amefika shule, anahitajika kusoma, yeye yuasinzia. Sasa pale akiwa anasinzia, kuna kitu atakachosikiza kweli kutoka kwa mwalimu.
Also at school, these children whose parents are unable to provide food for them, they are unable to concentrate in classes as they feel weak, and it's a must that they need to take drugs.
Hakuna ambacho anakisikiza. Sasa pale inakuwa ni changamoto kwa mzazi na hata kwa mtoto. Manake mtoto ameshindwa kusoma kwa sababu amemeza dawa, ni lazima ameze, hawezi kosa kumeza. Nilijifungulia nyumbani, nampeleka mtoto kliniki.
I gave birth and took the baby to the clinic.
Kafikisha mwaka mmoja, ikiwa bado hajajulikana hali yake. Mtoto akawa ananisumbua sumbua, baada ya hapo ndio alikuja akapima, patikana hivyo HIV positive.
1 year later, the baby started being sickly and we didn't know what was wrong. After she was tested, it emerged that she is HIV positive.
Nilikuwa sina ufahamu, nilipata ufahamu baada ya mtoto kupima ya kwamba kuna ugonjwa kwa HIV.
I was not aware of HIV AIDS. I got to know it after my baby's status was revealed.
Tumechukuliwa na hospitali na shirika la NASCOP kwa huduma za peer parents. Tumeelimisha wazazi wenzetu wapate kuleta watoto kuanzia miaka 15 hadi mwaka mmoja kuja kupimwa kujua hali za watoto wao.
We have been contracted by this hospital and National AIDS and STI control program, in short NASCOP, for peer parents program. We have educated and encouraged our fellow parents to bring children between 1 to 15 years to come and get them tested so as to know their health status.
Sababu ni mambo mengi ambao watoto wanapitia kule nyumbani na mashuleni.
This is because children go through a lot at home and in schools.
Kuna kushia vijembe, naweza akapigana mwenye huyu akauma mwenzake, na wote hawajuani hali zao. Pia hiyo inaweza kuambukiza virusi. Tunaendelea kuhamasisha wale wazazi ili wajue kuna mambo kama hayo, wasije wakaona labda ngono peke yake ndiyo inasababisha maambukizi ya virusi.
They can share razor blades or they can fight and injure each other. This is important because parents should not rule out that not only sex is the cause of HIV and AIDS.
Tulikaa sisi wazazi tukaona ya kwamba tuliunda support group za watu wazima, lakini watoto wetu tumewaacha nje. Tukaona pia tukiwaacha nje watoto wetu hawatafaidika na lolote wala hawatasaidika.
Through the education we got from our support group, we saw the need of having our group and this children group with the aim of educating them on HIV and AIDS so that when they grow up, they will know what kind of medicine they are taking.
Sababu wengi wetu tunaishi na watoto na hawana mababa. Tukaona ya kwamba tena wazazi wengine wanapokaa na watoto kule manyumbani huwa hawaelezei ya kwamba zile dawa wanazotumia ni dawa za nini.
Many children do not have fathers. And some HIV positive parents who live with their children do not tell them the reason they take drugs is because of HIV and AIDS.
Kulingana na yale mafundisho ambayo tulikuwa tumeyapata kwa support group zetu, tukaona tuunganishe wale watoto wetu, tuje tu nao pia tuwaelimishe wakikua wao wanakuwa wakijua madawa wanayotumia ni madawa ya aina gani.
We started with 50 children here and they were getting free food here, but when the food program ended, some of the children stopped coming to Mariakani because of support group only. Some were coming from Mazera and Rabai areas. Many children also do not come because of high transport fare.
Tulianza na watoto 50. Watu walikuwa wanachukua chakula hapa. Lakini tukaendelea wakati watu walipoanza kutolewa kwa umradi wa chakula, ikawa kwao imekuwa ni changamoto. Hawawezi kuja huku Mariakani kwa sababu ya support group peke yake. Wengine walikuwa wanatoka Mazera, wengine wanatoka Rabai. Sasa wengine sahi waliacha kuja huku sababu ya fare.
On Sundays, when children come here at the hospital, they meet the counselor who educates and guides them through on different ways of fighting stigma and empowering them to speak freely.
Wanakuja hapa Jumapili, wakija huwa saa nyingine huwa tuko na counselors hapa, huwa anawafundisha kuhusu jinsi ya kujiweka wazi.
For girls, the counselor teaches them how to expose men who want to seduce them.
Wasiwe na ile stigma ama kujielezea kinagaubwaga kwamba wao wanaishi na virusi, yani kuwaondoa ile unyanyapaa. Saa nyingine pia anawaelimisha kwamba kama wewe ni msichana, anawaeleza ile skills ambazo kama umetotokozwa na mwanaume, zile njia ambazo za kumfanya yule mwanaume ajulikane ni nani ambaye alikuwa anataka kukufanyia kitendo chochote. Imetusaidia sababu sahihi, hata ukimuuliza msichana sahihi ukitongozwa na mvulana utaanzia wapi, atakuonyesha na anajua ya kwamba sahihi siwezi nikadanganywa na mtu nikakubali akanirepe.
This has helped us a lot because girls are very smart, as they know a man who has intention of seducing and defiling them.
Tuko wengi, lakini kuna wale ambao wamejitolea kama sisi, tunaweza kusimama mbele ya umma, hata mbele ya mabaraza na tukaongea. Lakini kuna wengine hawawezi katika sisi. Sisi tumemasage W wa huduma wa nyanjani wa vijijini. Hiyo ndio kazi yetu, kuingia kule nyanjani na kuelimisha kwa wale ambao wanaishi na virusi na wale ambao bado hawajajua hali zao.
We women who are HIV positive are many. Some volunteers like us, we speak publicly about our health status, while others do not have confidence to talk about it.
At a press conference for World AIDS Day, a representative of UNAIDS commended local communities around the world for taking the lion's share of responsibility to intervene in the epidemic. She further noted that the medical infrastructure built to tackle AIDS also helped countries manage COVID. However, she pointed out that contributions to community organizations are declining, and infections have been rising among youth. Again, Diana Wanyonyi in Kenya, this time speaking to a public official.
Head of HIV and AIDS Control Unit in the Ministry of Education, Margaret Mwirigi, says that teachers have responsibility of protecting children in schools despite their health status, adding that they are planning to educate teachers on the importance of keeping confidential information about children living with HIV.
Issues on confidentiality, how to deal with them, counseling and all that, ndio wajue how to handle these children to not to reveal their status.
For these children, their only hope is that the community will embrace them without discriminating and looking down upon them.
We need to implement that policy. We need to implement presidential directives and the ministerial commitments too. The Minister of Education alone cannot achieve. We need to work with the Minister of Health, the community, the parents, faith-based organizations, civil societies, so that we achieve this. And this strategic plan has talked about children living with HIV, or rather vulnerable children. So this program can be rolled to those children. And of course, today, in economy, the economy, you have to work with statistics. and we also need to work in collaboration. Not unless we bring HIV, the youth to zero, then we are not doing much. Sasa, we require government support so that we fight it.
Completely eradicating HIV among youth is an even more ambitious goal than that adopted by the UN AIDS Agency. Known as 95-95-95, it calls for 95% of all people living with HIV to know their HIV status, 95% of all people with diagnosed HIV infection to receive sustained antiretroviral therapy, and 95% of all people receiving antiretroviral therapy to have viral suppression by 2025. As of July 2023, the following countries, all in Africa, reported having reached that goal. They are Botswana, Rwanda, the United Republic of Tanzania, Zimbabwe, and Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland. Kenya is not yet on the list.
We know that there is a path to end AIDS.
Anjali Ashrekar is Deputy Director of UNAIDS.
AIDS deaths, for example, have decreased by nearly 70% since they peaked in the early 2000s. There are fewer new infections now than ever before. This is great progress that countries around the world have made. In Nigeria, communities have delivered services in far-reach areas, and we see 64% increase of access to treatment because of communities. In Namibia, youth community organizations have used e-bikes to deliver services to young people who often cannot attend clinics because they're in school. In Ukraine, communities saved people living with HIV. They ensured that through war, life-saving treatment continued. In South Africa, Thailand, and Brazil, it was the community grassroots movements in the 1990s and early 2000s advocating on the streets, in courts, and in parliaments to ensure life-saving, affordable medicines were available and accessible to all. So communities and countries have been showing the way and leading by example, but the job is not yet done. Every single minute, a life is lost to AIDS. Every week, 4,000 adolescent girls and young women are newly infected by HIV. And still, 9.2 million people around the world that are living with HIV do not have access to life-saving treatment. Communities know how to design, how to implement, how to monitor HIV programs and strategies to reach the people most in need. And it is the communities that will be the ones that sustain the HIV response into the future. But we've seen a decrease in funding around the globe to community organizations. That must increase. And we need to protect everyone's human rights. Right now, anti-human rights, anti-women's rights, anti-democracy, and shrinking civil space has threatened the work of community organizations and communities themselves. This has also threatened the HIV response around the world. We have to remain hopeful and vigilant and continue to defend human rights of the communities that we serve.
Anjali Ashrekar is a UN Undersecretary General and Deputy Executive Director of UNAIDS. She previously worked with PEPFAR, the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. Initiated by former President George W. Bush, the plan had full bipartisan support until 2023, as reported in last week's edition of Wings. Wings thanks our Kenya correspondent, Diana Wanyonyi, for her reporting on youth and mothers' community activities that preserve the lives and dignity of those affected by HIV and AIDS. Thanks also to your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose events can be found at the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. For more about Wings, email wings@wings.org. The Wings Sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.